All right, this week's parasha is Parashas Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the eighth parasha of Chumash. And it talks about the eight kings. At the end of the parasha, we learn about the Shemayna Malachim, Shemalchul, Lefnei Malach, Melach, Lefnei Yisrael. There were eight kings that ruled in Edom before Bnei Yisrael ever had a king. And then when Bnei Yisrael had kings, Edom did not have a king. And this was to show the fulfillment of the Nevuah of Shem ben Noach to Rivka, they never rule at the same time. And at the same time that we had eight kings from Shaul to Yehoshaphat, Edom had no kings. During the eight kings of Edom, we had no kings. What is it about these eight kings that we read about in this parasha, the eighth parasha of Chumash? This parasha is the Shabbos really before Chanukah, because Chanukah, although it starts next Shabbos, Parashat Vayeshev, and the first Hadlaka, the first Neir, is Shabbos. Obviously, we're not allowed to light on Shabbos, so we have to light it on Friday. So this year, we have sort of like a nine-day Chanukah, because we begin lighting the first Neir, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, Erev Chanukah, which is when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, that's how we have to do it. So we sort of have a Tosefes to Chanukah. There's an addition to the Chanukah this year, being that the first day is Shabbos and we start earlier. So since we start on a Friday, really, according to this, this Shabbos, Vayishlach, which is the Shabbos before the days that follow, as the Zohar says, that Shabbos benches all the days of the week that follow, my name is Baruch and Kuli Yoimin, it comes out that this year Chanukah is being benched from Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parsha. This parsha has in it many, many hints to Chanukah, and some we'll try to get to. At the beginning of the parasha, we read that Yaakov is humbling himself to Esav. Yaakov is working on a diplomatic solution, as we hear these days, rather than a military solution to the problem. And he's hoping that Esav's hatred will subside. And he sends messages to Esav, including gifts, where he sends Esav many animals, according to one opinion 550, according to another opinion 580. It depends on how you translate Gemalim Enikos Ubenehem Shloshim, where the Torah talks about the animals that Yaakov sends to Esav. He sends him goats and sheep and cows and donkeys, and by the camels it's not clear exactly if there were 30 or 60, and that's why there are two opinions whether he sent them 550 or 580. Or Chaim HaKadosh explains the 580, because 580 is the gematria Seir. It's also equal to the word Tokef. The power, the Tokef of the Tumah, Yaakov sent him Tokef, Tof Kuf Pei, equal to the word Seir. Esav is Ish Soir, living in Eretz Seir, 580 animals. But according to the literal understanding of the Pesukim, it seems that there were only 550. The Balaturim writes that because Yaakov sent Esav 550 animals, later Klal Yisrael had to be makriv every year in the Beis Hamikdash 550 karbonis. And there's a cheshbon, if you count the additional karbonis that were brought on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, it equals to 550. That the 550 karbonis that we had to be makriv b'zman Beis Hamikdash HaYakayim, which today we do with Tefillah, is to rectify that which Yaakov sends the 550 animals to Esav. Tof Kuf Nun, 550. Tof Kuf Nun is the word Tikain. Tikain means rectification. In other words, we have to rectify the 550 animals that Yaakov sent to Esav, and it was done in the form of the Karbonis, and in our time, in the form of Tefillah. So Yaakov Avinu, although he's trying to appease Esav, and as Chazal tell us, Maisa of Asim and Labanim, and Midrashim tell us, Rabbeinu HaKadosh and others learned from Yaakov in this parasha how he deals with Esav, how they dealt with the Romans. We see the Chazal sort of chastised Yaakov for humbling himself too much to Esav. Another area where we see this is that Yaakov refers to Esav as Adoni eight times. Eight times it says, he calls Esav my master. Balaturim brings this medrash down as well, that because Yaakov refers to Esav as Adoni eight times, that's why there were eight kings that ruled in Edom, Lifnei Melech Melech of Bnei Yisrael, that we read at the end of the parasha. We see the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end. The eight kings that the Torah elaborates, interestingly enough, and the Torah talks about these eight kings at the end of the parasha, the names, some of them, the cities where they come from. And in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus, they talk about what these eight kings are merames to. Obviously, there's a lot of Sisrei Torah here. The last of the eight kings, his name was Hadar. Vayomaz Baal Chanon ben Achbor, Vayimloich Tachtov Hadar. He was the eighth king. And there were eight kings in Edom that ruled before we ever had a king, because Yaakov humbled himself to Esav and said Adoni eight times. We also find that as a result, that Binyamin did not bow down to Esav. Binyamin did not humble himself to Esav. Binyamin wasn't born yet when this story takes place. Binyamin is first born later on in the parasha. In this parasha, Binyamin is born, and we now have the Yudbeis Shvatim. We have all the Shiftei Kah. The family of Klal Yisrael is now complete in Parshas Vayishlach. Binyamin, Benyamin, the one who's born in the Yamin, the one who's born in Eretz Yisrael, is now born. Binyamin, because he did not bow to Esav and did not humble himself to Esav, was zeicher that the Beis Hamikdash is built in his portion of land. As we read in the Berchas Yaakov and in the Berchas Moshe and Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, Yaakov says, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, Ba'boike Yechal Ad V'lo Erev Yechal Yikshol, which refers to the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yidid Hashem Yishkoin Lo Vetach Olof Choyfef Olof Kol Hayoim Uvein Ksef of Shochen, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Binyamin is zeicher that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of the land. The Beis HaMikdash is the makom of Hishtachava. That's the place that we are mevatel ourselves. That's the place that we submit ourselves to Hashem totally. The only one, therefore, that is zeicher to have the Beis HaMikdash built in his portion of the land is the one who submitted himself to no one. And that was Binyamin, because Binyamin wasn't there when the Shvatim bowed to Esav. It was considered a negative act that they bowed to Esav. Whether we say they had no choice, they had to, but the fact is, it was being machnia, it was humbling themselves to a Rasha, humbling themselves to the Tzad HaTum, which should not have been done. And as a result of this humbling, later, Klal Yisrael has to go through the various Goliyos, including Churban Beis HaMikdash, which we see later in the story of the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, who dislocates the Kaf Yerech of Yaakov. He dislocates the hip, the bone, the hip from the socket, and because of that we do not eat the Gid Hanosha. And even though Yaakov Avinu was healed by Yisrach Lei Hashemesh, and it says Vayova Yaakov Sholem, and he was healed, Sholem Misrape Mitzilos, as Rashi says, nevertheless, the fact that Yaakov's body was touched, the fact that Yaakov's body was affected, there was a sort of, even though it was a temporary defect, but there was a defect, the Svarim tell us as a result of that defect, Churban Beis HaMikdash takes place. The body of Yaakov Avinu is actually a mashal to the entire Klal Yisrael, and also to the Sfiros Elyonos. As we know, there are the Sfiros, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, and Hoid. Those are the five Sfiros that we say in the davening, L'cho Hashem HaGedula V'HaGevura V'HaTeferes V'HaNetzach V'HaHoid, which the Gemara tells us in Brachas, what each of those five stand for. Gedula is Maaseh Bereishis, Teferes is Matan Torah, Netzach is Yerushalayim, Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash. The Svarim tell us that Yaakov's body represented all the spheres. His right hand, the Yamin, that's Chesed, his left hand is Gevura, the body is Teferes, Yaakov is really Teferes, and his right foot is Netzach, which is Yerushalayim, and his left foot is Hoid, which is the Beis HaMikdash. It was the feet of Yaakov that were affected here. That's why there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Gid HaNosha is only usher on the right leg or the left leg. Also, whichever, we're not sure exactly which leg was affected, were both legs affected, but whatever it is, the right leg, which is Netzach, that's Yerushalayim, and the left leg is the Beis HaMikdash, that's Hoid. That's what was affected over here, and that's why later on in history there was the Churban of Yerushalayim and the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, we have the four fast days, beginning with Asara B'Teves till Tzayim Gedalia. Sam Sofer is Merames this, and Al-Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid HaNosha. As B'nei Yisrael do not eat from the Gid HaNosha, he says it's hinted in the word Es Gid, all the fast days. Es is Tisha of, The Gimel is Gimel Tishrei, which is same Gedali, and the Yud is Asar B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, and the word Gid is equal to 17, that's the Shavas of Atamas. So Al-Kain Le'echu B'nei Yisrael is Gid HaNosha. Even more, the Sforim tell us, every Aveira represents another day of the year. There are 365 days, there are 365 Lavin. The Gid HaNosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, which is one of the days of the year, corresponds to Gid HaNosha, one of the Lavin in the Torah. Al-Kain Le'echu B'nei Yisrael is Gid HaNosha. Gid HaNosha happens to be the ninth mitzvah. After the seven mitzvahs comes the mitzvah Bris Milah, which is mitzvah number 8. Gid HaNosha is mitzvah number 9. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day. The day of Churban, if not for the fact that the Malach was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Ki Noga B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov, B'Gid HaNosha, there would not have been a Churban. And therefore, as a result of this, there was a Churban, there was a Tisha B'Av. Gid HaNosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov that is approaching, which this Shabbos is Mevorech, the following days of the week, which where Chanukah begins. Chanukah is a tikkun, Chanukah is rectification for the fact that Yaakov humbled himself before Esav and said Adoni 8 times. And as a result, we have the 8 kings ending with the 8th, which is Hadar. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. Chanukah is the Hadar of Kedusha. Chanukah is an extension of Sukkos. And on Sukkos, we take the pre-Eitz Hodor, the Esrog. The halacha is to hold the Esrog in the left hand, the lulav in the right hand, the Esrog in the left hand, just as the Ner Chanukah is on the left side, of the doorway. And many have a custom to use the Much, that's the material that they wrap the Esrog in, they use that later on for the wicks of the Chanukah menorah. There's a connection. Chanukah is an extension of Sukkos. Sukkos is the Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu. This week's parasha says, V'Yaakov nosa sukkos, v'ayiven le'boyus, v'lemeknehu osa sukkos, al-kein, kol ha-shem ha-mokoim sukkos. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkos, just as Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. Yosef was Yaakov's direct extension. Eva told us Yaakov Yosef. It says whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. He's the one that Yaakov learns with. He looks like Yaakov Avinu. He goes through very similar situations in his life as Yaakov does. So Yaakov is Sukkos. What comes after Sukkos? Chanukah. What comes after Yaakov? Yosef. As we'll see in next week's parasha. Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav. Yosef is the rival of Esav. And as soon as Yosef is born, Yaakov is not afraid anymore of Esav. That's why when Yaakov says, Vahili Shor Vachamor, the Medrash says, Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef, because Yosef is compared to a Shor. As the Pasuk says, Bachor Shoyroi Hodor Loi. Again, the Torah uses the word Hodor, corresponding to the eighth king of Esav, known as Hadar. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef Miloshon HaSofer, which means to add. Every night we add a candle. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we go into the boundaries of Esav, as we mentioned last time. In other words, we do not humble ourselves before Esav. We have pride on Chanukah. And there actually are two Yomim Tovim where even though we still find ourselves in Golus, and these two Yomim Tovim were given to us during times of Golus, even Chanukah, as we'll see, are Chanukah and Purim. Purim, as we know, happened in Persia when the Jews were still loyal to Achashverosh, Akati Abdi the Achashverosh Anan, which is the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim. Nevertheless, on Purim, it says, Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtach, and Mordechai didn't bow to Esav. Mordechai did not humble himself to Esav, thus rectifying the humbling of Yaakov to Esav in this week's parasha. Chanukah, we go into the world of Esav, on the left side, below 10 Tfachim, on the outside, second half in a month. Chanukah extends into the month of Teves, which we know Teves is the month of Esav. Himlech ois ayin beroiges, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Chanukah goes into the month of Esav, into the month of Teves. Teves is the month, the left side. Teves is Vigamatria Mismail. Chanukah Mismail, Ner Chanukah Mismail. These two Yomim Tovim are tikkunim for the humiliation, sort of, for the hachnoah that Yaakov is machnia himself to Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, saying Adoni 8 times, sending 550 animals. Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, the reason why we light them in the Neiros in an oifen of Peiches V'Hoylech, in decrease mode, is Keneged Porei HaChag. It's Keneged Karbonos. The Porei HaChag were sacrificed in decrease mode. Every night one less. Every day one less. 13, 12, 11, till the last Loshana Rabba. Like the Umayis that are Poichas and Vaholchin. Connected to Umayis Oilam that are Poichas and Vaholchin. Although literally it refers to Sukkos, Parayachagas Sukkos, which is another connection between Chanukah and Sukkos, that we light the menorah according to Beis Shammai in decrease mode, like the Parei HaChag were sacrificed on Sukkos. And as the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah l'mayla mechof amas psula kesukkah, and that we're not allowed to also lahartzais mois l'or haner, also l'shtamish l'or haner, just like the new yei sukkah, we're not allowed to use the decorations of the sukkah. Many similarities between Chanukah and Sukkos, and at the same time, Yaakov and Yosef. And that's why the Gemara inserts right in the middle there in the sugya of Chanukah, and all the Mefarshim ask, what's it doing there? The famous Chazal on the Pasuk, Mayim Ein Boi Avon, Reik Ein Boi Mayim, concerning the pit that Yosef was thrown in, it says it was empty and there was no water in it. If it was empty, we know there was no water in it. So Chazal tells us, Mayim Ein Boi Avon Lachoshim V'Akrabim Yeshboi. What's that doing in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah? Just because it's the same on the Omar who says the previous Memra. The connection is obvious because Chanukah is Yosef. Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, if we take a look in this week's parsha, does not humble himself before Esav as the others did. By all the others, it says that they approached Esav and they bowed. By Yosef es hashvachos ves yaldehen rishoyinu ves Leah vilodeha acharoinim ves Rachel ves Yosef acharoinim. Leah and her children, it says, approached vatigash gam Leah vilodeha vayishtachavu. The shvachos vialdehen vatishtachavena. The Acha Nigash Yosef v'Rochel v'Yishtachel. It says Yosef before Rochel. By the others, it says the Imois before the children. Here it says Yosef before Rochel. Rashi tells us, what did Yosef do? He decided to block his mother from Esav's view. And from here, Yosef was zeicha to the bracha of Alei Oyin, Bein Poiros Yosef, Bein Poiros Alei Oyin. And on that pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Rashi tells us, not just that he blocked Esav's view, that Esav should not see Yosef HaTzadik, but Rashi says there, Oma Yosef, Rosho ze einoi ro'a, Shema yitein einov be'imi, Yotzo lefaneho, v'shirvev koimosoi l'chasoiso. He sort of stood up, stretched out his neck, his posture, he erected his posture in such a way to obscure her from view. So he wasn't really bowing to Esav. He certainly was not humbling himself the same way the rest were. Binyamin didn't bow at all. Yosef is definitely showing some sort of pride here. Yosef is sort of antagonizing Esav. Yosef is not humbling himself to Esav. Yosef is sitnei shel Esav. He should not be humbling himself to Esav. Yosef is Chanukah, and Esav was killed on Chanukah. As the Bnei Soscha tells us, Yaakov was nifter on Chanukah. Yaakov was nifter on Sukkos, which is his Yomtiv. And he was buried on Chanukah, and at the same time we know Esav's killed, and his head rolls into the Maris HaMachpelah. So Esav's Mapola is on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that we go into the boundary of Esav. The Ve'olu Moshiyim Bahar Tziyah and Lishpoit is Har Esav, Ve'hoysa Hashem HaMelucha, which is the last pasuk of this week's Haftarah. We get a taste of it on Chanukah. Yosef and Binyamin are intertwined, besides that they are both children of the same father and the same mother. We see that their lives are intertwined. Yosef is called Yosef al Shem Yosef Hashem Li Bein Acher, that Rachel asks that the next child be given to her, the Bein Acher, which is Binyamin, should be hers. The only name of all the names of the Shvatim, which is a Tefillah, is the name of Yosef. And what's the Tefillah? That the next child, which is Binyamin, should be also born to Rachel. So in Yosef's name, you already have Binyamin. Yosef Hashem Li Bein Acher. What about Binyamin? And Binyamin's children, Binyamin had 10 children. Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Geira, Naaman, Echi, Roish, Mupim, Chupim, Org. Every single one of his 10 children he named after Yosef. As Rashi enumerates in Parshas Miketz, when Yosef meets Binyamin for the first time after the 22 years that they were separated, and he asks him the names of his children, he tells him the 10 names, and he explains each name has to do with something with Yosef HaTzadik. Bela, that he was swallowed up among the nations. Becher, he's the Bechor to my mother. Ashbel, Sheshva Oikel, he was captured. Geira, he had Nisgaya Ba'achsanya, he had to live as a stranger in a foreign country. Naaman, that he was very sweet. Noyim B'Yoser. Mupim, he learned Torah from my father's mouth. Chupim, I didn't see his chupim, he didn't see my chupim. or he went down to Mitzrayim. Every name of Binyamin's children was named after Yosef, a reminder of Yosef. Yosef and Binyamin are one. And the two of them don't humble themselves before Esau. The two of them, through the two of them, we have Purim and Chanukah. We have Purim from Binyamin, Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin. V'lo erev yechalek sholol, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayechi, which is the bracha of Yaakov to Binyamin, refers to Purim. V'lo erev yechalek sholol. It also refers to Chanukah. V'lo erev, in the Yom Tov, which begins in the time of Erev, Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we have to observe it at night time. Yechalek sholol. We divide the spoils of the Yevanim, the spoils of the powers of evil. We go into the world of Esav, Sdei Edoim, Sholol is Begmatria Sdei Edoim. Yosef and Binyamin are further intertwined, as we see in our parasha too, that right before Binyamin is born, after Hashem tells Yaakov that there's another child coming, and you're going to have another child, Yaakov pours wine and oil. He's preparing for Purim and Chanukah. He pours wine. Vayasech oleho nesech. Bigamatria ha-Purim. Vayitzok oleho shomen. He pours oil. The words vayitzok oleho shomen are equal to the word Chanukah 8 times. You have Purim and Chanukah in one pasuk. You have oil and wine. Yaakov is preparing for the future Purim and Chanukah because Binyamin is coming. Binyamin represents Chodesh Kislev. Kislev is the Chodesh of Binyamin. So not only is Binyamin Purim because Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin, Binyamin is Chanukah too because Chanukah begins in the month of Binyamin. Chanukah begins in the month of Kislev. The one who never bowed to Esau, the one who the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of land. The Chanukah miracle occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. The only thing was that it was different than the first Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was similar to the third. In the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina rested, not in the time of the second. The first 214 years, the Jews were under Persian and Greek rule. So it was Golus. And even though we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was Golus. The Gemara says in Yuma there were five things that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash, including the Urim V'Tumim and the Shechina. And even after the Nes of Chanukah, and yes, Chazra Malchus of Yisrael for 103 years, came Malchus of Hurdus, the second Beis HaMikdash lacked that freedom that they had in the time of the first, and certainly it didn't have the freedom that we're going to have in the time of the third, except during the Nes of Chanukah. Chanukah was a He'orah of the Yemos HaMashiach. Chanukah was the He'orah of the world of eight. Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Mahadrin, and HaMahadrin is a tikkun for the Shmoyne Malachim Shemolchu Be'edoim Lefnei Malach Melech Lefnei Yisrael, ending with Hadar, with the eighth king, which is Hadar. That's the Hidur of Le'umazeh, the Hidur of Tumah. Chanukah is the Mahajim and HaMahajim of Kedusha. Chanukah, which is the last Yom Tov, just as Binyamin is the last of the Shvatim. And Binyamin, together with Yosef, that's Purim and Chanukah, these two Yomim Tovim, rectification for that which Yaakov humbles himself before Esav in this week's parasha, the 8 times Adoni, the 550 Karbonas. And that's why after the story of the Gid Hanasha, which incidentally, the 5th Yom Tov is Chanukah. Chanukah is the 5th Yom Tov that was given to Klal Yisrael. There was Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Purim, and Chanukah. Chanukah is Hoyd. Hoyd is the Beis HaMikdash. Hoyd is the 5th Sphira, the left leg. That's why Chanukah is on the left side. The Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Kaf Yerech Yaakov is Begematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Kaf is the same letters as Pach, Pach Shemen. Kaf Yerech is Begematria Purim. It's either Purim or Chanukah. These, the two Kaf Yerech Yaakovs, whether it's the left or the right, They were defected. There was a temporary limping that took place over here. As the pasuk says, "V'hutzay le'a al yerecha," he was limping on his thigh, which incidentally, the words "V'hutzay le'a al yerecha" are equal to 550, connected to 550 karbanos, 550 animals that Esav, that Yaakov sends to Esav, and as a result of that, "V'hutzay le'a al yerecha." Chanukah is the tikkun for that. Chanukah and Purim. Because in these two Yamim Tovim, we're not afraid of Esav. In these two Yamim Tovim, we have a taste of the Ve'olam Moshiyam Bahar Tziyar and Lishpaitas Har Esav, Ha'isal Hashem HaMeluchah, which is the last pasuk of this week's Haftorah. The Nevuah of Avadia, who is the Ger Adoimi, who prophesizes about the downfall of Esav. He comes from Esav, and that's his prophecy, is the downfall of Edom, the downfall of Esav. We read this in this Haftorah, where we also read the famous pasuk of Ahoya Beis Yaakov Eish, Ubeis Yosef Lehova, Ubeis Esav Lakash. Yaakov is compared to Eish. Yosef is the Lehova. The Eish needs the Lehova in order to be able to consume Esav, which was compared to Kash. Esav, which is compared to straw, is burnt, is ignited by the Eish of Yaakov together with the Lehova of Yosef. That's Sukkos and Chanukah. Sukkos connected the Parei HaChag. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah, especially that according to the Bnei Yisrael, Esav dies on Chanukah, Esav is killed on Chanukah, the Mapala of Esav is on Chanukah, the Mapala of Yavan is on Chanukah, and in the Nigan that we sing before the Hadlaka of Moiz Tzur, you have the Mapala of all the Umas HaOilam mentioned, the Christ Chaimas Barosh, including Haman, Chasayv Zerei HaKodshech, the Korev Keitz HaYeshua, the Chei Admain, the Tzel Tzalmain. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Mapala of the Umas HaOilam. And not only of the Umay Sa'ayla, but also the Ma'pala of the Moridim among Klal Yisrael, the Misyavnim, those who joined the Yevonim at that time, the Zaydim, as we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, Tmeyim Biyat Tahoyrim, Roshoyim Biyat Tzadikim, the Zaydim Biyat Oiskei Sarazach, Zaydim refers to Achenu B'nai Yisrael, unfortunately, who joined with the Yevonim. After the Maisa with the Gid HaNosha, and the Pasuk says, Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh, Loi Lamedvav, Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah, the sun shines prematurely, in the middle of the night. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that occurs in the middle of the night. We have the bright aur of Chanukah, the bright aur of Mashiach, smack in the middle of the night, in the middle of Golus. And then, even though it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a Golus Beis HaMikdash, under the rule of Paras and Yavan. After Yaakov returns, the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov returns complete. Yaakov comes complete, Ir Shechem, a remnant to the fact that if the Golus, Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus. Vayava Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem is the gematria of Olitzia and Goyal l'shavitesha b'Yaakov. And Rashi tells us that Sholem was in three ways. Sholem b'gufay, his body was totally healed. Shenesrape mitzilosay. Sholem b'mamoynay, sholei choser kuva mikoloy sehadoyroin, even though he had to give away 550 animals, miraculously, when he came back, he had all the animals. It was like the Nair of Chanukah, the Pach Shemen, that every time they spilled oil, it just didn't get used up. Yaakov gave away animals, and he still had that amount of animals. That's the Nair of Chanukah. Sholem b'toyrosle, Rashi says, Sholei shokach talmudai b'beis lovan, he did not forget his learning, b'beis lovan. The Yevonim wanted lahashkicham Torah secha. The Yevonim, the goal of the Yevonim was to make the Eden forget the Torah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of memory. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis, the Gemara says, is a school for the Zikorin. So the three ways that Yaakov finds himself that enters Eretz Yisrael, Sholem begufay, shenisrapei mitzilosay, which we know that the eighth bracha of Shemayin Esrei is Refa'enu. Refua b'shminis. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Refua Sholem. Refuah Shalema is Begamatria Oyer Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will bring with him a Refuah Shalema to the world, to the sickness of Golus. That's why Ki Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov is Begamatria Refuah Shalema. Ki Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov is Begamatria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. Yaakov returns Sholem complete. He's healed. Nisrape Mitzalosa, he's no longer limping. Chanukah is a Refuah. Chanukah, we get a taste of the Olam of Mashiach, in which there will be a Refuah Sholema for Klal Yisrael. Vayava Yaakov Sholem. We come back with Talmudai B'yodai. Klal Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael with their Torah, with the Limud HaTorah. The Torah is not forgotten. Ki Laisi Shochach Mipi Zaroi. The Torah will never be forgotten. Chanukah proved that. The Yevonim wanted Lahashkicham Torah Secha. We were zeicha to an even greater revelation of Torah Shabbal Peh on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Pach Shemen brought with it new revelations, the never-ending revelations of Torah Shebaal Peh and Seudas HaTorah that came with it. And that's why right after this, Shimon and Levi perform a Nes of Chanukah here with the story of Dinah. Shimon and Levi are two people, two individuals, just becoming bar mitzvah, who entered the town of Shechem, wiping out the entire male population. It was Rabim b'yad ma'atam, Tmeim b'yad tehoirim, Rishoyim b'yad tzadikim, literally. Shimon v'Levi is b'gematria l'hadlik ner Chanukah. What Shimon and Levi did here was a poel demyoni of the future Neis Chanukah. V'yavoy la'al ho'ir betach, v'yahagu kol zohar. The Anshei Shechem wanted to do the same thing the Yevonim wanted to do. The Yevonim, nichnusu l'heichol, timu kol hashmanim. The Yevonim wanted that the Bnei Yisrael should join with them and become one nation. They should assimilate. What does it say here? The Pasuk says, Lihiyos am echod, hu anoshim ha'eila shleimim heimitonu v'yesh v'boharetz v'boharetz hinei rach v'atzulayim lefneihem. Ach bezois ya'yos elonu anoshim, lihiyos le'am echod. The Anshei Shechem wanted to become an am echod with Klal Yisrael. And Shimon and Levi weren't fooling them when Shimon and Levi told them to have a bris. Shimon and Levi said to them, "Im tihiyu chamaynu lehimay lachem kol zochar. If you could be like us and have a bris mila, then we'll join with you." But the thing is, they can't be like us. Because if a guy has a bris, if a guy performs bris mila, all it is, if he's not becoming a ger, it's just an operation, it's not a bris. Rashi says, "Lehimay lehiyos nimul." To remain a circumcised person, to remain a nimo. That's only a yid. A yid is a nimo his entire life. Yeah, then you can join with us. Just to cut yourself and draw blood, that's not going to make you an am echad with us. And we, as we know, one of the three main mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought against was bris mila. Chodesh Shabbos mila. Rosh Chodesh, which is given to Klal Yisrael, Chodesh is Elohim. Shabbos, which is the Ois bris b'nei u'b'neichem. And bris mila, which is the ois bris, these are the signs. This is what differentiates us, what makes us distinct and unique from all the nations of the world. That's what the Yevonim fought against, because they wanted that we should join with them, we should become one with them, we should not be separate. That's why the nace happened with shemen. Shemen is the oil that does not mix with the other liquids; it rises to the top. And that's why right after this story, and Shimon and Levi succeed in wiping out Shechem and rescuing Dina. Just as Klal Yisrael is the Ma'at Mikol Ha'am, just like Dina, the one individual, she represents Klal Yisrael being raped and pillaged by the Umay Sa'olam, which is what happened to Dina, and Shimon and Levi rescued Dina, just as the Maccabees, the Chashmonoim, rescue Klal Yisrael and rescue the Pach Shemen, the one little jug of oil that wasn't touched, that they weren't able to touch. And Yaakov says to his family after this, Hasiru es Elohei HaNechor Asher B'soichichem V'hitaharu. Purify yourselves. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Tahara. The Yevonim timu kol hashmanim. The Yevonim wanted to contaminate Klal Yisrael. We were zeicha on Chanukah to the nes of the Pach Shemen, which was a Pach Shemen Tohar, which wasn't touched, did not come in contact with any tumah at all. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Tahara. Tahara, purity. Klal Yisrael is a pure nation. And right after this, Yaakov pours the oil. Because Chanukah is now ready to be revealed. The Nes of Chanukah is ready to be revealed here. Binyamin is born. We have Chodesh Kislev. We have the Beis HaMikdash. We have Matisyahu. Matisyahu is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we are zoche to the Beis HaMikdash in our own private homes. Chanukah is the Yom Tov when every Yid who lights the menorah in his house is like the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And here we see how all the different details in this week's parasha are related to Chanukah. The fact that Yaakov says Adoni eight times, the fact that Edom rules with eight kings, ending with the king named Hadar, before Klal Yisrael, as an Einish for that which Yaakov humbles himself before Esav. The fact that Yaakov sends the 550 animals to Esav. All this is rectified on Chanukah, the Yom Tov of eight. The Yom Tov that is so powerful that it has the ability to be mesakein even the lowest neshamas that were affected by Esav. As the Baal Shem Tov's Einikol, the Rebbaruch Memezhevish, whose Yartzeit is this coming Shabbos, Chai Kislev, writes, we say Bimei Matis Yehu ben Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. Why do we mention his father? We don't say it on Purim. On Purim, we don't say Bimei Mordechai ben Yoir. Why do we say Bimei Matis Yehu ben Yoichanan? So he says this Yoichanan was the Yoichanan Kohen Gadol Sheshimeish Pekuna Gadolu L'Besoif Nasat Tzeduki. This is the Yoichanan Kohen Gadol for 80 years was a tzaddik, and then he became a tzaddik. He became a kofer in Torah Shebal Peh. And one of the things we know that the tzaddikim fought against was the way we are makter the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. The tzaddikim, they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh says that the Kohen Gadol has to be makter the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not outside. They did it outside. They felt it wasn't the proper respect to do it inside. You don't serve in front of a king, you don't make the food in front of him. You bring him when the food is ready made. So they felt the ketores has to be done by chutz, but they were wrong. That's why the Mishnah says in Yuma they used to have to make the Kohen Gadol swear, because they weren't sure in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash whether he was a tzaduki or not. They had to make him swear that he's not going to be Mishana from what it says in Torah Shebal Peh. And being that Yoichanan Kohen Gadol became a tzaduki lebesoif yomav and was misakin the Ketores Bachutz, his son Matis Yohu, through him we have the Nes of Chanukah, where the mitzvah is lahadlik Haner al Pesach Beis Yomi Bachutz, to be misakin that which his father brought the Ketores Bachutz. Meaning that Chanukah is so powerful that it's even a tikkun for the Mordim, it's a tikkun even for those who are rebellious, for those who gave up all the Torah and mitzvahs that they had their whole life. You would think such a person there's no tikkun for, like Yoichanan. That's why we say, B'mei Matis Yehu ben Yoichanan. Chanukah is misakin even those who are like Yoichanan, who strayed away from the Torah, and even those who joined the tzedukim, there's a tikkun for them as well. The tzedukim disagreed with the mitzvahs the rabbanon, with the enactments of the chachamim. Chanukah is a mitzvah mid the rabbanon. Chanukah, we see how important the rabbanons are. Because mid the Oraisa, there was nothing wrong with using the shemen. There was nothing wrong with using the shemen that the yevanim were metami. It wasn't tami mid the Oraisa. The fact that they had to search for a Pach Shemen, and the fact that Hashem made the nes, that a Pach Shemen was found deep under the ground, that it wasn't touched, so that even the Tumim Midrabbanan wouldn't affect, it shows the importance of keeping to the Rabbanans. Chanukah was the last mitzvah of the Rabbanan that we ever received, and the Gemara says, where do we know that the Heichon Sivanu, the bracha that we say, Hashem Kedushan of Mislaisiv Sivanu, where do we know it from? From the mitzvah of Lois Sosur, which is the mitzvah of not deviating from that which the Chachamim tell us. Chanukah is the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, and in that koyach, we're able to combat Esav and all the koyches ha-tumah that join him. And we should be zayich attack to what we read in this week's haftarah of Olam Moshiyim Bahatziyah and Lishpetas Har-Esav, Hoysel Hashem HaMelucha, and we should be zayich to a great Chanukah. Every Chanukah becomes more powerful than the one before, being that the Choshech HaGolus, the Choshech, which is Choshech Zu Yavan, the Choshech Al Penei Sahayim, the Choshech of Golas gets darker every year as we get closer to Mashiach. The Oir of Chanukah, which is to combat that Choshech, gets brighter every year. The Choshech al Penei Sohaim is begamatria of Yikhu Elecha Shem and Zayizach. We should be Zoyche to the Oir of Shomelech HaMashiach, and that which we get a taste of on Chanukah, we should be Zoyche to permanently to the Oir of Mashiach, and to be able to go into the boundary of Esav, Olam Hashiyah V'Hartziyah Lishpetis HaReisav, Esav HaShem HaMelucha. And may it be Mitzvah Hashem, this Chanukah we should be zeichet to be in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and watch Aaron Kohen Gadol light the Neiros there.